now, please.
Yes, in answering that question, I had spoken to Mom about entering the Oblates. It was during the summer, right after I got out of high school. In fact, I had talked to in 39. 39 was a good year, so far as I was concerned. Was Mother and I at the time were more or less buddy-buddy. I don't know just how to put it, but incidents I recall was Tommy Devine, Joe Devlin, all the crowd used to come down here quite a bit. Lots of them. From after we'd been out to a basketball game or something, and Harry Dagnan, the two of them be now being priests today, but they used to always get a big kick out of coming down here, and would sit down at the table and have something to eat or whatnot, and then Mom would come down and kind of take over. And I remember from talking, the boys always got a big kick out of listening to her, and she would be telling them some of our family incidents about the size and for the funny instances which had arisen during that time. But I remember that whole year, even all our parties, all our dances, preparing to go for going out and all that. She was very interested in that, and more, as I say, a buddy-buddy at the time. Now, to get back to the question, getting back to the question, as I said before, I did go into the Oblates. That was right after that year of 39, went in there in September 39. I had talked to her down the aisle, and Frank was home at the time. He had been ordained, so they decided I would go in. So after I was up there for the first year, when I decided, more or less at the end of my first year, that I wasn't going to go back, I came back and talked to her about it and told her that I thought my ideas had changed, that I didn't think religion was going to be for me. That just was one of those things. And she said, well, stick it out for another year. Now, you've got 1 year of college behind you. You're going to need education anyhow. And I was probably the only, yes, I'd probably be the next boy in line that had gone through, the first boy to go through college, actually, because the others had done it but was in the seminary. So that she wanted me to go ahead and go back to the Oblates for that year, with the understanding, of course, that if things didn't work out this time, that in June, to write and let her know, and then I'd come on home. So I did, and she was the one I sought out and helped me with the final choice, that where I said I didn't think that the vocation was for me, and that would be, that's all there was to it. But through her influence and help, I then continued on from there and then enrolled at St. Joe. I probably wouldn't have done that at the time, because I was 41. The war wasn't too far off at the time, or in fact already started. No, it started that June, that December. But in that way she did help and guide me, because if I hadn't taken her advice to college, if I hadn't taken her advice and gone on into college, why, wouldn't have been too good. Okay.
Was the memories of Mother any help to you during the war?